Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, the 25th of November. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. Markets ended Monday's session in the red, with the Nifty slipping below the 26,000 mark in the last hour of trade. The broader market trend continues to remain weak, with the advance decline ratio on the NSE at 1:3, reflecting broader selling pressure. More than 30 Nifty stocks closed lower, with JSW Steel, Bharat Electronics and Max Healthcare among the top laggards, each falling around 2%. The Nifty Bank, however, outperformed, helped by gains in HDFC Bank, which was the biggest contributor to the index. IT stocks extended their upward move, supported by optimism over possible Fed rate cuts and a positive brokerage note. Tech Mahindra rose more than 2%. Among other movers, HAL or Hindustan Aeronautics fell 3% after Tejas fighter jet crashed during a demonstration in Dubai on Friday. Swiggy rebounded nearly 3% from the day's low, while Eternal also closed in the green after analysts said that they expect limited impact of the new labour code policy. The auto pack continues to see strong buying, with Eicher Motors gaining 2% and Bajaj Auto rising over 1%. On the flows front, foreign institutional investors turned net sellers once again, offloading equities worth over 4,100 crore rupees, while domestic investors bought stocks worth 4,500 crore rupees, according to provisional data. With no major domestic triggers until the GDP data due on Friday, traders are likely to stay cautious. Progress on the India-US trade talks and the trend in foreign fund flows will dictate the near-term direction. Looking ahead, experts say a fall between 25,850 could drag the Nifty down to 25,700, while a breakout above 26,180 may lift sentiment and open the way for 26,300. With the November series F&O expiry today, volatility is expected to spike within the 25,800 to 26,200 range. Let's take a quick check on global markets. Asian markets opened higher, tracking Wall Street's strong rebound led by technology stocks and renewed optimism over a possible rate cut from the US Fed. The rally in US tech majors, particularly Google parent Alphabet, set the tone for early trade in Asia. Optimism around Alphabet's leadership in the artificial intelligence race has picked up since last week after the company unveiled its upgraded AI model Gemini 3. The stock jumped more than 6% on Monday, lifting broader sentiment across the tech space. Other AI-linked names such as Broadcom and Micron Technology also gained, extending the rally that began on Friday after New York Fed President John Williams signaled that a December rate cut remains possible. Japan's Nikkei climbed over 1% in early trade, with AI and semiconductor stocks among the top gainers, while the topics added about 0.7%. South Korea's Kospi also surged over 2%, boosted by chip makers. The GIFT Nifty, meanwhile, is hinting at a positive start for the Indian market. US futures are trading steady after a powerful session overnight. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 rose 1.5%, while the Nasdaq Composite jumped nearly 3%, its best day since mid-May. The Dow gained over 200 points to end at 46,448. The tech-led rebound followed a volatile week marked by profit-taking in AI-linked stocks. However, dovish Fed remarks reignited optimism that the US Central Bank could deliver another rate cut at its December policy meeting. In the bond market, the 10-year US Treasury yield slipped more than 2 basis points to 4.03%. as traders awaited delayed US economic data, including September retail sales and the producer price index, both of which could shape expectations ahead of the Fed's final meeting of 2025. According to the CME FedWatch tool, markets are now pricing in an 80% probability of a quarter point rate cut next month. The US dollar traded narrowly mixed as investors balanced dovish Fed commentary with uncertainty over upcoming data. In commodities, gold prices rose, supported by a softer dollar and growing expectations of a Fed rate cut. Oil prices also advanced as traders weighed the potential for lower interest rates against optimism around the ongoing Russia-Ukraine peace discussions. Reports suggest that the US and Ukraine are set to resume talks on a revised peace plan ahead of a Thursday deadline set by US President Donald Trump. And in a key geopolitical development, US President Donald Trump has said he had a very good telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping, discussing a wide range of topics, including the Ukraine-Russia conflict, fentanyl and agriculture trade, such as soybeans and farm products. Trump added that the relationship between the two countries remains extremely strong. Chinese President Xi has invited Trump to visit Beijing in April, an invitation that the US President has accepted. Trump, in turn, has invited Xi to make a state visit to Washington later this year, signaling a renewed push towards stabilizing US-China relations amid global uncertainty. Now let's shift focus to the stocks that could be in action today. Dr. Reddy's has received European Commission approval for a biosimilar used in the treatment of osteoporosis. The approval paves the way for the company's European rollout of this critical therapy. Eris Life Sciences has acquired the remaining 30% stake in Swiss parent Terals for 423 crore rupees. With this, Eris now holds full ownership of the company, having already held a 70% stake. In defense, Bharat Electronics has signed a joint venture agreement with Safran Electronics and Defense of France to co-produce the highly agile modular munition extended range smart precision guided air-to-ground weapon in India. The venture will be set up as a private limited company with equal shareholding between the two partners. Seagill India has received a letter of intent to establish a 400 by 220 kilovolts Belgaum substation, further expanding its power infrastructure portfolio. Suntech Realty has announced that one of its subsidiaries has received a favorable order from the London Court of Arbitration, confirming the withdrawal of claims filed by its joint venture partner, Grand Valley General Trading. Hoodco has signed a memorandum of understanding with the National Institute of Urban Affairs to collaborate on housing and urban development projects across India. Paras Defence has entered into an MOU with the Inter-University Accelerator Centre to work on advanced research and technology development projects. Surya Roshni has secured a new order worth 105 crore rupees from an engineering and infrastructure company for the supply of spiral pipes with external 3LPE coating. And finally, Diamond Power Infrastructure has received a letter of intent worth 276 crore rupees from Adani Energy for the supply of over 7,600 kilometers of AL-59 Zebra conductors for the Khavda Power Project in Gujarat. Before we wrap up, here's what the RBI governor had to say. He noted that India's macroeconomic indicators remain robust, adding that while it's too early to comment on whether the MPC will cut rates in the December meeting, there is room for policy rates to trend lower, as signaled earlier in October. The governor also reiterated that a 3 to 3.5% annual depreciation in the rupee is a natural adjustment and not a cause for concern, with inflation likely to stay contained. The latest RBI bulletin echoed this optimism, saying the Indian economy is showing signs of stronger momentum despite global headwinds. It highlighted concerns over the heightened exuberance in global equity markets, but maintained that India's fiscal, monetary and regulatory measures undertaken in 2025 should pave the way for a virtuous cycle of higher private investment and growth. High-frequency data continues to point to a firming recovery in October, supported by festive spending, GST rate reductions, and resilient domestic demand. Lastly, volcanic ash from Ethiopia's Haile Gebirge volcano is drifting towards India and is expected to enter parts of western and northern India soon. The development has prompted airlines and airport authorities to issue precautionary notices to passengers. Airlines operating in India also issued statements reassuring passengers that safety remains the top priority as the volcanic ash approaches Indian airspace. Akasa Air, IndiGo and KLM are among the airlines that cancelled some flights due to the ash plumes on Monday. And that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.